It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning we visit with great-great-granddaughter of William Anderson Devil Anse Hatfield from the infamous feuding family. We aren't the only ones visiting her.
they always want a picture. I've took them in my pajamas out there on the porch, you know, with my hair up, everything. So I'm used to it, you know.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is co-sponsoring a bill with other Ohio Valley senators aimed at preserving the pensions of retired coal miners. The legislation also addresses health care benefits for thousands of working miners. McConnell joined West Virginia Senators Joe Manchin, a Democrat, and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito on the Bipartisan American Miners Act of 2019. It would transfer some of the interest from the Federal Abandoned Mine Land Fund, which is used to clean up old mining sites, into the Mine Workers Pension Plan, which is at risk of insolvency. On a press call, Senator Manchin said coal miners and retirees have been visiting Capitol Hill for years to urge action. He said that might be what pushed McConnell on the issue.
Because these are really the backbone of America. These people have worked hard to build America, and all they're asking for is the money that they put into it. Maybe a campaign coming up might have accelerated a little bit.
Ohio Senators Sherrod Brown and Rob Portman are also co-sponsors. The legislation comes a week after major coal producer Murray Energy filed bankruptcy. Murray was the last large employer contributing to the Miners' Pension and Health Benefits Fund. WVU Medicine has performed West Virginia's first heart transplant. Liz McCormick has more.
The surgery performed Saturday was done on a 61-year-old male patient from Chesapeake, Ohio. Surgeons at the WVU Heart and Vascular Institute and the WVU Medicine Transplant Alliance in Morgantown conducted the procedure. In a news release, Associate Vice President of Transplant Services for WVU Medicine and the leader of the WVU Medicine Transplant Alliance, Michael Shulo, says the procedure, quote, marks a new chapter for transplantation in West Virginia. WVU Health System President and CEO Albert Wright says the transplant marks a pivotal moment for the Institute as it works to establish itself as a premier heart and vascular program in the nation. Last year, leaders from WVU Medicine announced they would develop the state's first heart transplant program so that West Virginia residents and those in neighboring states wouldn't have to travel long distances to receive a heart transplant. Officials from the program say they have several more heart transplant patients on a waiting list. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Liz McCormick.
The West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources has selected Aetna Better Health of West Virginia as the company to oversee their management of foster care in West Virginia. Roxy Todd reports.
The shift to a managed care model for West Virginia's overwhelmed foster care system is a result of House Bill 2010, which was sponsored by Republicans and passed into law earlier this spring. The law says the Department of Health and Human Resources must shift its foster care system into a managed care model, overseen by an outside company, by January 2020. The DHHR reviewed a number of companies and Tuesday selected Aetna Better Health of West Virginia. Aetna currently also manages the state's Medicaid coverage. But some foster parents have questions about what all this will mean for them and the children under their care, says Marissa Sanders, who runs an advocacy group for foster parents in West Virginia.
Just a lot of questions about what their relationship with a care coordinator would be.
Sanders says a lot of foster families are also concerned that they'll need to change pediatricians if their current doctor isn't included in Aetna's network. According to a press release from the DHHR, the implementation of managed care services for the state's child welfare population will, quote, aim to streamline the administration of health services, end quote. A DHHR caseworker will continue to serve as a primary point of contact for the family in their case, but Aetna will now serve as an additional resource. For example, Aetna will work to help foster families get information on the medical history of the child in their care, and will help coordinate the medical and social services needs of the child. And just recently, groups involving 12 children in foster care filed a lawsuit against West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and officials with the State Department of Health and Human Resources. That lawsuit alleges the government has violated the rights of nearly 6,800 children currently in the state's foster care system. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Roxy Todd.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:49. Rain likely today with high temperatures in the 50s. Tonight, rain and snow showers with temperatures falling into the 20s. Snow early tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the 30s. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Yeager Airport CRW, West Virginia's gateway to the world. More at YeagerAirport.com. Support is also provided by Lee Street Studios, Fine Art, Woodworking, Music, and More in Lewisburg. Presenting the Holiday Artists Market every Saturday, November 9th through December 21st. Lee Street Studios, WV.com. The Hatfield and McCoy ATV trail system that runs through southern West Virginia is an example of how people are using the well-known history of the infamous feud to boost the economy. Other businesses in the region have also cropped up in recent years with the name, most of them catering to the trail riders. Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly met one family in Gilbert that's attracting visitors by sharing a piece of their tradition, craft, and even their story.
Spring, summer, and fall in Gilbert, West Virginia in Mingo County, most days you can find a barrage of ATVs rolling through town. Most of the riders are visiting for an adventurous vacation. The asphalt road runs are usually a short trip from their cabins or hotels to the woods onto the Hatfield and McCoy trail systems.
You come down here at any given time, you see 20 four-wheelers here, five over there, six, you know, those people come in here to spend their money.
Chad Bishop is the master distiller in a nearby distillery. To get there, you have to drive up a steep hillside, and there's a sign out front that reads, "Reporters not allowed." The videographer I was working with was actually so spooked by that sign, he backed up into the hillside and suggested we leave. And like the trail system, the distillery is called, you guessed it, the Hatfield and McCoy Distillery. Most of the customers are ATV tourists.
When they come up my distillery, if they want a bottle of my product, they're getting the best money to buy.
Chad takes a lot of pride in making moonshine. Well, technically it's whiskey, according to the Alcohol and Beverage Commission, but for Chad, the craft of brew and corn mash will always be moonshine. Chad says the recipe comes from the infamous William Anderson Devilance Hatfield himself. You see, Chad married into the family. His mother-in-law is Nancy Hatfield, the great-great-granddaughter of Devilance.
Chad's the main man at the distillery. He's my son-in-law.
Her father worked in the coal mines, but the boom and bust cycle meant he was often out of work.
Everybody was poor. We didn't know no better, you know. He had a tough life. Coal mining's hard. It's a hard life. We'd have starved to death if it meant for bootlegging back in the 50s.
Her daddy made moonshine with a radiator. She says today it'd take a lot longer if they had to make moonshine that way. But the moonshine tradition goes back even before the 50s, according to Nancy's mom, Billy Hatfield. Everybody calls her Granny Hatfield.
Back when I was 20 years old, we got married. And we moved to Bean Creek, a hole in the ground, one way in, one way out. And to make extra money, we made moonshine and sold it. And we hid it when he'd bring it out of the mountains. I would mix it in a bathtub. And I got pretty good on my 90 proof and all that. Back then we made 90 proof and 100 proof, you know. And you had to watch the feds all the time because they were all time after us. But we made moonshine and that's how we made our extra money.
And today, the family business is legit, a registered tax-paying business that helps them make a living and stay in West Virginia. owned by great-great-granddaughter Nancy Hatfield, with the son-in-law making the moonshine as the master distiller. In addition to the distillery, Nancy also runs a small lodging company that rents vacation cabins and hotel rooms to tourists. She doesn't mind sharing her family's story with visitors.
Oh, I enjoy talking to them. I talk to so many people, take so many pictures. I'm not famous or anything, but you know, they always want a picture. I've took them in my pajamas out there on the porch, you know, with my hair up, everything. Because, you know, I can't go throw my clothes on when they come to the door. So I'm used to it, you know.
In a way, Nancy says she feels like she's reclaiming her family's name through her businesses and by telling these stories. Even though the family wasn't consulted before construction of the trail system that uses their name, both Chad and Nancy told me that the Hatfield and McCoy trail system has been great for business. Still, running a business that depends on tourists isn't profitable year-round.
There's only 7 months of business. The five, you don't have anything. It's dead for 5 months. And it's hard to come back after when you start back in March, 1st of April, because you have to spend all your money for the winter. That's the only downfall of it. It's so hard, you know. And God always makes a way. It's amazing, you know. You pray the power bills ain't gonna be too high, you know.
Just recently, Nancy's Moonshine Company won a long battle with producers in other states, such as Missouri and California, who were trying to use the name for their own brands of liquor.
That's one thing that I got what I wanted. You know, I want my name. I don't want anybody to have my name. It's not the real people. It's not fair.
Nancy and her company won the lawsuit, so now they get to keep the name Hatfield and McCoy Moonshine to label their liquor. Chad says, along with the Hatfield and McCoy Country Museum in Williamson, it's just one more way to bring another layer of authentic heritage to share with visitors.
Well, here you can come down here and go to a museum, and you can come here and watch whiskey being made in the mountains, you know, just like they did 150 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, they use the name, but I think if anybody's got the right to use it, it should be them.
After all, the craft and recipe for this liquor was developed and preserved in the backwoods of the West Virginia Hills. So the only way for it to be authentic is to keep the name.
We don't really play off of the name, but what we want people to know is here we stick true to tradition. We're from the mountains. We make whiskey in the mountains. We do it all in the mountains.
And reclaiming their name for their business is also about taking back the narrative that has been told over the years, says Nancy. Ever since the feud, reports have traditionally focused on the fights and anger among the families.
I could write a book on our family. I couldn't tell you everything. It was Hatfield's. Like I told you, the curse was handed down. You know, there's a lot of temperament. They have a lot of problem with forgiving. I can't forgive. It's sad.
While she admits that most of her family members have a bit of a temper, she's quick to point out that there's more to her family.
Hatfields are great people. My daddy would have given you the shirt off his back. Daddy, I love my daddy. I was his sidekick, you know. And anything he told me to do, I'd do it. I mean, those things I did, I shouldn't have done. I should have been killed, you know. He bought me race cars. I raced them, you know. What was I going to do with Corvettes? I raced them. Camaros, you know. Daddy taught me all that, you know.
What else did he teach you?
He taught me there was a God. You know, he taught me, Nancy, don't let anybody ever tell you there's not a God, because there is. Not that he was so religious, you know, but he taught me that.
That was Nancy Hatfield talking about her daddy, Marcus Yule, and everybody called him Yule Hatfield. He taught her to make moonshine.
That was Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly speaking with descendants of the infamous William Anderson Devil Anse Hatfield. You can hear more about the Hatfield and McCoy feud and more on a recent episode of Inside Appalachia. Subscribe to the podcast at wvpublic.org/InsideAppalachia. Mm-hmm. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.